Rowling warns on trans therapy for kids, we are on brink of a medical scandal. By Jack Montgomery on July 27, 2020. Harry Potter author Joanne J.K. Rowling has weighed into the debate on trans kids once again, suggesting Britain is on the brink of a medical scandal. Rowling, an idol-turned-hate figure for social justice warriors since she went public with her belief that biological sex is real and has lived consequences, provoked the fury of so-called progressives on Saturday when she shared her thoughts on social media on an academic paper titled Freedom to Think: The Need for Thorough Assessment and Treatment of Gender Dysphoric Children. British National Health Service identity clinics have been functioning as if acting outside the ordinary requirement of good medical and psychiatric practice. Some may dismiss this paper. But they do so at their own peril, she warned, quoting from the document directly. It feels as though we're on the brink of a medical scandal, she added. The former Labour Party donor went on to cite a second paper, titled Sex, Gender and Gender Identity, a Reevaluation of the Evidence, quoting its conclusion that psychiatry sits on this knife edge, running the risk of being accused of transphobia or, alternatively, remaining silent throughout this uncontrolled experiment. Since speaking up about gender identity theory, I've received thousands of emails, more than I've ever had on a single subject. Many have come from professionals working in medicine, education, and social work. All are concerned about the effects on vulnerable young people, Rowling explained. The writers of this letter are just two of a growing number of whistleblowers. The bleak truth is that if and when the scandal does erupt, nobody currently cheering this movement on will be able to credibly claim we couldn't have known, she added. She then linked to a copy of a letter sent to The Guardian in 2017, which the leftist newspaper declined to publish, by whistleblowers at the now infamous Tavistock Gender Identity Development Service, GIDS, clinic. There is no such thing as a male or female brain, and you cannot be born into the wrong body, the clinicians had written. You should know that there is no unequivocally shared consensus on what you are undertaking, and the evidence, such as it is, suggests no greater health or happiness, they added, addressing a hypothetical trans child. Most of us at your age did not cherish our fertility, and the imagined easy alternative of adoption or surrogacy is far from that. I need you to know that you really might change your mind, as many have before you, they warned. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, @JackMontgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.